News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Sinead O'Carroll is with us, the editor of the Journal. Sinead, how are you?
Am I fasting and being teetotal?
Yeah. You don't have to start immediately, but I assume that's how you spend Patrick's Day. There's an interesting story in the front of the Irish Independent, and it also relates to alcohol, but it relates to alcohol in a very negative way. Extraordinary numbers of motorists getting arrested for drink and drug driving over the crackdown over the long weekend.
Yeah, so the Gardaí obviously often around bank holidays do extra enforcement on the roads, particularly because they know bank holidays can be particularly dangerous. So in the first 72 hours of this particular crackdown, 93 people were arrested for driving under the influence of either alcohol or drugs. So in that and equates to Ralph and the Indos every 45 minutes. So, that's the amount of cars and other traffic that those 93 people driving vehicles would have encountered every 45 minutes is extraordinary. And then on top of that, 2,550 motorists also detected for speeding offences. The guards also give examples just about how egregious some of those speeding is. 137 kilometres an hour in an 80 kilometre an hour zone in Ballydowd and Lucan is probably the most egregious of those. And then another 200 drivers detected holding a mobile phone or not wearing a seatbelt. So this comes obviously on the back of we had a terrible year on the roads last year. The number of people dying increasing. And we've had a really bad start to the year as well with 37 people have lost their lives on the road. What we often don't do well in this country is, we detect the behaviours, we show people the road deaths, but we don't join the dots. It's very difficult to do so. The RSA doesn't get the data. We often only get a lot of detail at coroner's courts, which doesn't feel, the right place and the most respectful place to do this. But it is something that needs to be done because we don't know how many deaths this kind of behaviour actually leads to.
And there are no bigger dots to connect than being high or being drunk and the risk that runs to your life and
particularly
else.
Because more than likely you are also then speeding or the opposite, going too slow and not being able to react.
And if 93 properly is the amount that were arrested, the inference into the actual numbers of people who must have been doing it over the weekends, we're into the hundreds.
Yeah, and then the other part of this as well is that we know also that disqualification is one of the punishments for this. And when people get disqualified from the road, most people don't give back their license because there's lack of enforcement and fewer Gardaí on the roads doing this. We're not sure how many people actually follow the disqualification. So there's a few dots to be joined, I think, on road safety to get to a better place than we currently are.
Let's stay with transport matters because Irish Rail has given the details of the reasons for delays to its services over the last year and a bit.
Yeah, one of the reasons that people don't like public transport is they feel like they don't have predictability in their particularly morning commute.
Ghost buses, Sinead, don't get me started.
You want to know what time you get to leave your house so that you get to work. And these are things that Irish Rail would say, there's a lot of stuff we don't have control over. Over 2,000 hours of delays because of things like obstructions on the track, livestock on the track, people trespassing on the track, fallen trees, which obviously when there's more storms, you can see why there was that many hours of delays. But one fallen tree in 2024, according to Ken Fox's FOI, meant there was 106 hours of delays across 251 different services. So the knock-on impacts, obviously, because one train is delayed, therefore all the trains after it are delayed.
That's five cumulative days of delays over one tree.
Yeah. So there are probably efficiencies in the services that could help here. But to go back to drivers again, and not to feel like we're pointing the blame for drivers for everything, but bridge strikes were a regular issue as trucks or cars collided with them, forcing the train, so this is completely outside of the train or Irish Rail or drivers on the train's control, to wait until the structure is checked and made safe. So
you would think the big black and yellow thing with the height written on it might
never
be a clue, but
ever.
Who am I? I've never driven a truck.
Vandalism and antisocial behaviour as well. People throwing stones at trains and also we don't know how many, but logged bomb alerts, which obviously are false and causing real bother.
In highly shocking news this morning, it has been revealed that babies are lying to us.
constantly lying, babies and toddlers.
As young as what, 18 months?
As young as 8 months. University of Bristol researchers spoke to 750 parents to try and grasp the art of deceptions among our littlest people. And yeah, they think it starts as early as 8 months, probably around 10 months they start to see a quarter of infants displaying behaviours that could be, you know, logically said is deceptive or sneaky, and things like exaggeration, denial, pretending not to hear something. And I think anyone with a 3 or 4 year old will know exactly the kind of selective hearing they're talking about. But they start, you know, getting that muscle much earlier than 3 and 4. They're starting working on it from the age of 10 months.
Including doing things like activities in secret. So wait till the parent is gone, and then now that I know I'm not being watched, I can get away with it.
And hiding things. So, you know, where's the remote? I don't know. My 4 year old told me the other day, I didn't throw it, it slipped from my hand.
Starting on a good track. Lastly, President Connolly has spoken out against war. Now, this, of course, is on the eve of the Taoiseach St. Patrick's Day White House visit. So there is all this speculation about whether or not Donald Trump is going to say your president has been having a go, albeit sort of sotto voce.
Yeah, she didn't name the US. She didn't name Israel, but she said that deliberate assaults on international law have to be named as such without euphemism or without equivocation. And Ireland is uniquely positioned to do precisely that. She also invoked Enda Kenny's speech when he met.
We love the high moral ground, don't we?
Yeah, and, you know, it's... There's Fionnán Sheehan's piece in the Indo-Tay, and he talks about there's very little to be gained from trying to give a lesson. You know, he does say as well that the formula of the Oval trip is a bit jaded at this point, but Micheál Martin obviously is going to try and give some kind of message. It reminded me a little bit of the athletes in the Winter Olympics. I remember sitting when I was over there at a press conference, and all the Americans were asked what it was like to represent America at a time when the protests were happening, at a time when there was so much division. And one of the medalists started answering and started talking about his values of love and compassion. And then you could see that he was starting to run out of road, and that he knew himself he was word salading through the answer. And then he just shrugged his shoulders and said, I understand your question. So I think Micheál Martin will probably feel the same going into Tuesday. He knows that he has this line to walk. He doesn't want to anger Trump, because then you put yourself in a fire, in a literal firing line. But also he doesn't want to be complicit in any of the stuff that, you know, could go down in the history books. It's not a task that anyone would enjoy. But I think, you know, President Connolly also has the same line, but she doesn't have to face him in person quite yet. So, you know, she has done it her way. Micheál Martin will do it his way, and we'll continue to talk about the jaded formula.
Sinead, thank you very much. That is Sinead O'Carroll, editor of The Journal. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. If you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106 on what?
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.